Hello out there, everyone. Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome to Amy Dean's first podcast. Yes, this is my first podcast. I am so excited, and I just want to tell you guys that God loves you more than anybody that you can name. I'm excited about this podcast because it gives me an opportunity not to show my face, but to let my voice be heard about how good God is. No matter what we are going through, God, He goes through it with us. He said if we go through the water, He is with us. It will not drown us. If we go through the fire, the flames cannot burn us. So whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're going through, glory to God. Know that God is with us all the way. So today, I'm going to take time and do a few testimonies, or should I say take a few testimonials, and let people share with you how good God has been to them and how God has brought them out of certain situations in their lives and how they went through the fire, but the fire couldn't burn them. Just makes me think about the Hebrew boys. God could have prevented them from going through the fire altogether, but He allowed them to go through the fire, not just for them, but for those that were watching to see, my God, to see Him and to, so that He could be glorified, so that He could be magnified, so that He could show His power. So some of us, we've been through the fire, but when we came out, we didn't even smell like smoke, and neither was our clothes singed, and thank you, God. Neither was any hair on our head harmed, because God was with us and He protected us. And a lot of things that we go through in our life is for God to get the glory out of our lives. I mean, we're not just here to just be play pretties, but we're here to be used so that people can see who God is. And that's the thing that God is bringing us back to on this day, this very day, this very minute, this very hour. God wants us to see Him for who He is. And He's been dealing with me with Isaiah 43:19, where He said, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." God is doing a new thing in this season, and everybody's looking at COVID-19 this and COVID-19 this, coronavirus this and the coronavirus that, but do you see God? Even though all of these things are going on around us, have you taken your focus off of God and put it on this man-made thing? Because God is God over everything. If God gets ready, He can wipe the coronavirus out in 1 second, 1 instance, with the blink of an eye. But God wants us to see Him in this. Yeah, people are dying, but people are living. People are living, and business are being created. New ideas are being born. People are doing things that they've never done before, all because they've been home. They've been able to relax. Their minds have been able to relax, and they've been able to go and create things that they never thought that they could. But it's all because of God being God. Thank you, Lord God, and we should be thanking God for our minds and thanking God for our hands that He gave us to create things. So He is a wonderful God. He's an awesome God, and He deserves an awesome praise. He's a wonderful God. He deserves a wonderful praise. He's an excellent God. He deserves an excellent praise. So God be praised. I'm so excited again just to do my first podcast on today, which is Thursday, June the 11th. Thank God. And just thinking about this is new for me also. I didn't like live because I don't like to see my face, but I really don't like to hear my voice either. But I could do this and, you know, not see myself. So I feel so good about this. As I said, I'm going to bring you right now, and then I'm going to bring some people on to give their testimonies about how good God is and seeing God in a different way. Thank you guys for joining me. Glory to God. Hallelujah to your name, God. I am back, and I am so excited. The first person I get to interview on my first podcast is my sister-in-law. And I don't even know why I call her sister-in-law, because she's a sister to me. She's a part of this family, and I mean, she blends in. She's crazy like the rest of us. And then she is so anointed. She is an anointed woman of God. She's the first lady of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Maven, Mississippi, under the leadership of my brother, Pastor Brandon Deans. But today we're going to just talk to her, because the Lord is so good to her. And
She has so many testimonies. And then she has the ability to speak life into people. She speak life into me a lot. And we always say, or she always say, iron sharpens iron. She is a woman of God. She's a true woman of God. She is real. And I love her so much. And today we're going to, like I said, this is my first time. And she may be a little nervous. I'm a little nervous too. But we've decided we're just going to let the Holy Spirit just flow. Yeah. So first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. I'm blessed to be here. I thank God for the opportunity to partake in this interview on your first podcast. I'm just excited about what God is about to do.
Glory. Bless your name, God. So let me ask you this. Like I was saying earlier, COVID-19, that's all we're hearing. That's all we're seeing.
Right.
So what would you tell people that are living in fear, people that are worried about COVID-19 and not focusing on God? What would you say?
Okay. Well, I can share my first experience with this COVID-19 situation that's going on now. When it first came out, I was thinking to myself, you know, it wasn't going to reach us. That's what I was thinking.
We all.
That's the first thing that I was thinking, like, you know. But when it did, it brought on such a fear that I had to check myself. Whoa. I had to check my faith.
Mm.
And what I began to do was I began to live and put myself in a shell.
Oh, my. Amen.
And the enemy had me there so fast until I had to really just check myself and my faith and where I stand with God.
My Lord.
So when I began to fast and I began to pray and I told God, I do not want to live in fear.
Amen.
So I was reminded of the scripture about, you know, God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and peace and a sound mind.
Amen.
So I began and the spirit spoke to me and said, the spirit spoke to me and said, you're going to be all right. Even if it do come to you, you got a home in glory. If it you and that what brought peace back unto
my
me.
Lord.
When I just yield to God and said, Lord, this you allowing this to happen.
Amen.
And you gonna take care of me.
Amen.
And that just brought peace over me. So I just wanna encourage anyone that's going through, you have to still live. You
Amen.
Got to live and trust God for protection.
Trust God. Amen. Amen. When we learn how to trust God, then we won't live in fear.
Amen.
When we live in fear, it's saying what? We don't trust God.
Right.
We don't think that God can keep coronavirus from us, or either if we got the coronavirus that he cannot heal us.
Absolutely.
Because the only thing we see on the news are people that are dying. They don't show us the people that are being healed and the people that are coming back from this coronavirus. So we thank God that as Christians, we can't walk around in fear. When you said that, it touched me because I was doing the same thing, being a woman of God and then not being able to go to church because I'm like, oh, God, because they were saying in so many churches, people were catching it in the church, but people are catching it everywhere.
That's right.
So we got to put our faith in God and we got to stand on his word.
And I also want to add something to that. You know, a lot of people were saying that they didn't want to come to church and this and that, but when it's your time, it's your time. Because it's so many people also have gone on and they didn't have the coronavirus.
My Lord.
So.
My Lord. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you said something then. When it's your time to go, it's your time. My grandma used to say we're all born with a born date and an expiration date.
That's right.
We don't know either date.
So my advice to anyone, if you're not saved, you should get to know the Lord.
Amen.
As your personal savior and know that you have a resting place in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Bless your name, God. Also, tell me this right. So like during this coronavirus season or whatever, a lot of people, God has been blessing them with different ideas, different hidden talents that they didn't even know they had.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people been able to go to school online and do this and do that. Have you ventured out on anything new or has anything different came in your mind since?
Well, I thank God for the spirit of rest that he have brought upon me during this time, because we lived a busy life, you know, pastoring and teaching and doing different other activities. But sometimes you can get caught up in doing the work without
realizing who you work for. So during this time, I have gotten more intimate with God. I have gotten closer to God. And, you know, we pray and we seek these material things, but we have to focus on these spiritual things.
Yes.
Because when you begin to focus on the spiritual thing, God going to bring these material things that you want to come to pass. So I have had the opportunity to go back to school and
glory
to work on different projects in my house. So I thank God for that opportunity.
Amen. Also, I'm just sitting here while you were saying that, I was reminded about you and your husband. Y'all have started a prayer ministry. Mm-hmm. Since all of this began, I've seen it on Facebook. Y'all were asking people if they needed prayer to inbox you guys, and that y'all have been praying with people.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
We live to encourage people and to uplift them, uplift their spirits. And we had an opportunity to have people to call. It took us 2 days to get back to people, that how many people that was inboxing us. But we really enjoyed praying for people, uplifting them. We had one lady that was thought she had COVID-19.
My Lord.
And she said she rebuked it. She said she had several tests taken. One was negative, one was positive.
Wow.
But whose report would you believe?
Come on.
So she said, I'm believing for the negative report that not so.
Yes.
So she had a third test done, and it was negative.
Bless your name, God.
Yes, it was negative.
Oh, my God.
So we thank God for that report, and we thank God for the ones that did call and ask for prayer and encouragement. We really enjoyed it. I just live to encourage others.
Amen. So that's something else that was birthed in the midst of this, or in the wake of this COVID-19, a whole new way to just reach out to people. And another thing that you birthed this line, you created this line. I don't know, maybe I'm talking too fast, but I know you birthed this line so that women and girls can call in and talk and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I might be jumping the gun, but do you want to talk about that a little bit and tell us what this line is for, or what it's gonna be for?
Yes. Most of the time when God give us a vision right off, we think that it's supposed to take off. And when I began to try to work the line, I kind of got discouraged because the line, it wasn't nobody on the line. Then the Lord reminded me, I'm on the line.
Come on now. I'm sorry. I done walked away.
So the Lord reminded me that I'm on the line.
Glory.
And the first thing that we need to do before we try to begin to work anything that God give us is make sure that God is on the line.
Hey, glory.
And then when the time is right, I believe that God will send the right people. He will send the right message for the right people.
Amen.
He will give you the audience that you need.
Yes.
You know, we be trying to reach people that don't want to be reached.
That's right.
But there's so many other people that needs and desire what you have, what God has put in you.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. Glory. And you said something, girl, when you said God is on the line.
Yeah.
Makes me think about this song, Stay on the Line.
Yes.
Please stay on the line.
Yes.
God will give you a blessing if you just stay on the line.
And I waited for the young ladies to get on the line. And like I said, I got discouraged. But when you in tune with God, he'll talk to you. And he said, I'm on the line.
Come on now.
And he gave us a whole new audience.
My Lord.
He sure did.
Thank you, God, for being on this line today.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And, you know I put you on the spot when I asked you to do this. But like I said, the Lord just gave this to me today. Well, really yesterday. So I'm trying it out today. And I thank God that you didn't change the words. You're like, you ready? So I'm like, yeah, I need to be ready. So thank you so much for just taking out a few minutes of your time to give somebody out there a word. I'm about to close it down, but is there anything that you want to say to any woman, man, boy, or girl to just encourage them right now?
Yes. I want to encourage someone that feel like you're not enough or feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. You have to understand that there's a timing There's a timing that God has just for you. And I'm trying to think of this scripture that I have on my wall. And it talks about if you just continue to keep the faith and if you continually to hold on, it's coming.
Yeah.
And I think about this this teacher. She was 72 years old. And I asked her, what is it that you haven't went home? What got you still here at the school? And she said, I was born to do this. I was born to do this. And something that God put in you,
glory,
it's always going to be with you.
I'm anointed for this.
She said, I'm anointed for this. But there's one thing that she did that stuck with me. She said, opportunities are going to come. She said, just as sure as you living, opportunities going to come. And she said, when they come, you take advantage of them. And sometimes God allow different opportunities to come. And we shut the door that God is opening for us. We pray and we ask God to open the door. And God opened it and we shut it in
his
face.
My God.
But I just want to encourage someone to stay on Faith Street.
Yes.
Stay on Faith Street. No matter what it looks like, no matter what, how many no's you get, you continue to stay on Faith Street.
Yes.
And that's my encouraging word for today.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Bless your name, God.
Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God, for coming on in on this line.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God.
And thank you guys for listening. Again, this is my sister, Janet Walker Dings. I want y'all to know her full name. Mm-hmm. She's, like I said, she is a real woman of God. She's a true woman of God. And I know she said something to ignite something on the inside of you, because I got a fire burning right now. And I feel like, look, she gave that word. I feel like tuning up behind. Yeah. Glory to your name, God.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast. I want to thank her again. And I want to give God the glory, because everything that has gone on, everything that was said, it was spirit-led. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity. And again, this is Amy Dean's podcast. I give God the glory, the honor, and all the praise for everything that he is about to do, everything he's already done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 And hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm back with my family with me at this time, and I'm so excited. Again, I'm going to say it again. This is my first podcast, and my family's going to do this song with me. And it's funny, but we're in my parents' bedroom, which is, I just think it's so incredible. My mama, say hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
And she said, hey, mama. Okay. Say, hey, Pookie.
Hey.
Say, hey, Pastor Brandon Dings.
Hey.
Say, hey, Tawana.
Hello.
And this is this is some of my family. My sister, Kay, she's going to come on a little bit, and she's going to pray and close us out. So, they got anything y'all want to say?
No.
God bless.
That was Pookie. Angelica Dings. Look her up. Anything you want to say, mama?
God is good.
Amen. That's Francis Dings. Tawana.
Let's do this for Jesus.
Okay. Pastor B.
Let go.
Let's go. All right. They're coming in their own way.
Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever.
You done
for me.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless his name right now. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, God. It all belongs to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, God.
Woo. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Yes, God.
Woo. Give my family a hand out there in podcast land. Bless your name. And then give God all the glory right now. Give God a standing ovation wherever you are, because he deserves the honor, the glory, and all the praise. Not nothing that we did, but everything that God did when he sent his son out on Calvary cross to die for sinners like us. When we were yet sinners, he still died for us. When we were robbing people, he still died for us. Thank you, Lord God. When we were killing people, he still died for us. When we were lying, he died for us. When we were whoremongering, he still. Thank you, Lord God. He gets the glory on today. Thank you, Lord God. He gets the glory every day.
Thank you, Lord
God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, before I close out, anybody got anything they want to say?
Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that awesome song that Pookie and my family just sang. And now my sister Kay Randall Cunningham is going to come with our closing prayer. And we just want to give God the glory, give him all the honor and all the praise right now as she come in prayer in her own way. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Father God, we come now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We reverence your holy name, God, just for who you are, Lord. There is nobody like you, Lord. There is no other name that we can call on, Lord.
Yes.
No name but the name of Jesus.
Yes,
at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Yes,
every tongue shall confess.
Yes.
Father God, we come now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Asking for forgiveness, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Of all of our sins, oh God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, we reverence you, God. For all things, Father God.
Yes,
you're the only one, Father God.
Yes,
the only way, Lord. Father God, you're the only fixer, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
we come tonight, Father God, and we give it all to you, God. We lay it all at your feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come now, Lord, asking that you will remove worry, oh God. Asking that you will remove doubt, oh God. Father God, asking that you will remove the spirit of fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would be our comforter, oh God. That we would make you our comforter, oh God, like never before, Father God. Father God, we know that you are the healer of this land. Father God, we know that you are the answer to all of our problems. Father God, you are the answer to COVID-19, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give it up to you on tonight, oh God. Father God, it's not for us to worry about, Father God. It's not our burden to carry, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we ask that you would just comfort, Father God,
God,
the bereaved, oh God.
Amen.
Father God, asking that you would just give them understanding, Father God.
Yes.
Asking that you would just give them peace, oh God,
yes, God,
in the midst of this storm,
yes,
that they are going through, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, just comfort them right now, oh God. Give them clarity, Father God. And we ask that you would just give them power, Father God. Power to do right, Father God. Power to walk right, Father God. Power to talk right, Father God. Father God, power to speak, oh God. Father God, just lead and direct and guide, oh God. Oh God, we thank you now, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God.
Lord,
my prayer is, Father God, that your people, Father God, will heed to the call, oh God, in these last and evil days. No man knows, oh God, the day nor the hour, Father God, when the Son of Man shall return, Father God. Nobody knows, Father God, when their personal rapture is going to come, Lord. Father God, we ask that you would speak to the hearts of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Make our hearts ready, oh God, to receive you, oh God, when you come, oh God. Father God, we speak peace in the community, oh God. Peace all over this land and country, Father God. Lord, we uplift Donald Trump to you, Father God. You are his maker. You are his creator. Father God, he has to bow to you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just change his heart, oh God. Ask that you would just change his mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just speak over families right now, Father God. Ask that you would just bring them closer together, oh God, in the last and evil days, oh God. Lord, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing, Lord God, in the spiritual realm. You can't see it with the natural eye, oh God. Lord, let us just surrender to you, God. Surrender to your way, oh God. Lord, we just surrender to you right now, Lord. We just give it all to you, Lord. We can't carry this thing, Lord. We can't carry it, Lord. The load is too heavy, God. But we give it to you on tonight, oh God. Lord, we surrender it all to you, Lord. We lay it at your feet, Father God. Never to pick it up again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we just thank you now, Father God. We thank you for your goodness, Father God. We thank you for your mercy, Father God. We thank you for your finances, Father God. We thank you for a way out, Father God. We thank you for a way in, oh God. We thank you for an open door, God. We thank you for a closed door, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Can't nobody do it but you, God. Can't nobody do it like you do it, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you now, Father God. We just speak peace, oh God. We need some peace in our minds. We need some peace in our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus. That we may rest at night, oh God. That our sleep may be sweet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Let us rest, Lord. When we rest, Lord. Let us rest in you, oh God. Let us sleep in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Let us run like never before, oh God. To do your will, Lord. To do your way, God. To do what it is that you have told us to do. What you have called us to do, Lord. We come to serve, Father God. Lord, and we want to serve, Father God. Like Christ served, Father God. We want to be just like you, God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God, in Amy, Lord. And Father God, we ask that you would be pleased, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Be pleased, Lord.
Please, God.
Be pleased with the words that come out of our mouth.
Yes,
Father God.
God,
we ask that you would be pleased with the places that we go, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would be pleased, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to be a God pleaser, Lord. A God chaser, Lord.
Lord,
we just thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
just want to bask in your presence,
you,
oh God. There's no presence like yours, oh God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just ask that you would just saturate our hearts, God. Saturate our minds, Father God. And Father God, when we think, God, let us think on the things of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Because if my people... And that's the church who are called by your name, Lord. We're calling on your holy name on tonight, God. Father God, we have to humble ourselves, Father God, and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, Father God. And that's when you will hear from heaven, oh God. Lord, this land needs to be healed, Father God. Somebody's walking around with some corrupt land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you tonight, Father God. And once again, we surrender it all to you, God. Because there's nobody like you.
Nobody
can do what you can do, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, God, and we ask it all. And everybody said, amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you everything, it's yours anyway. Give you all of me, I don't care. It's yours anyway. Oh, oh. Sold out for you. I'm so done. for you. Things I used to do, I don't wanna do no more. Places I used to go, I don't wanna go no more. Everything I used to say, baby, change my talk. Everything I used to do, Lord, just change my talk. I'm so down for you. I'm so down for you. I'm so down for you. So down for you, Lord. I'm so down for you. I'm so down for you. So down for you. So down for you.
For you, so.